Hey, Coach. Hey, can you just talk about Gabbert and the progress he's made and if having to start him so early might have hurt him in the beginning?
Well, you know, he's had several starts now, and we like to think we're making progress. But, you know, obviously the passing side of things hasn't really picked up the way we'd like it to just yet, but we feel like it's coming.
Coach, can you talk about Matt Roth and, you know, he played 3-4 a number of years and just his conversion in your defense and how he's doing?
Yeah, Matt's been a nice addition to the team. He's fit in real well playing left end for us. He's really strong at the point of attack. He's generated some quarterback pressure, and he's fit in great in the locker room and with his teammates. So been a nice addition for us.
Hey, Coach, can you talk a little bit about the addition of Brian Rubisky? And I know he's still settling in, but what do you think he can bring to the table for you guys?
Well, he's just, like you said, he's just settling in, just got here. You know, we're bringing him along, bringing him up to speed. And, you know, we hope to be able to get him involved as we finish up the season here and get a good look at him.
Hold on 1 second here.
What do you remember about having Tony Pashos on your team? What kind of a player was he then? When you watch him on film now, what's he look like, Coach?
Tony's great. Loved having him on the team. You know, full of life, smart guy, tough guy, and you know, played hard, practiced hard. I mean, he was a good member of the squad, and you know, I know he's you know, settled in there and is doing a nice job for him. And you know, he's guy, one of those guys that you know when you go against him, you know you're going to have to battle.
Hey, what does Mel Tucker bring to that staff, and how much does he get credit for the big jump in the defensive stats this year?
Mel's doing a great job for us. You know, Mel's a good football coach, good communicator, doing a nice job working the staff and working the players and getting the guys in position to make plays. And, you know, anytime you have success, you know, you've got to give, you know, the guys that are involved in it credit. And certainly he's done a nice job of orchestrating the whole thing. And so I'm real, real pleased with what Mel's done for us.
Just a moment.
Hey, Mercedes Lewis had such a big, productive year last year. What's been the difference this year? Teams paying more attention to him, or what do you see?
No, he just hasn't really, you know, kind of got off yet. I mean, he's come into camp in great shape. You know, he did have a dominant year last year. I think this past weekend against the Colts was his best Sunday as a blocker. You know, he didn't get a lot of opportunities in the pass game, and you know, we continue to look at him as one of our better playmakers and a guy that we'd like to get involved. And you know, his effort and his energy has been good. We just haven't been able to kind of click with him in the passing game. And certainly, you know, having a big target at tight end that can get in the seams and cause problems in the middle of the field is an advantage for us, and we want to continue to look for him.
It would seem that teams really stack the box against Jones-Drew and try to limit him that way. I mean, what can you say about him battling through that? I'd venture to say you see that quite often.
Yeah, he gets a lot of attention, but he's, you know, he's one of our better football players, so he kind of demands attention. But he's a great competitor. He's off to, you know, a tremendous start to the season. And you know, through 9 games, I think he's on a record pace for us as a running back in the franchise history here. And we don't have a long history, but, you know, he has had a heck of a run to start the year. And that's real important to what we're doing. So, you know, the one consistent that we've had is Mojo being able to churn out some yards in a running game.
A question about a kid who's from around here, Cecil Shorts. I remember you saying in the preseason that there might be a role for him, but there hasn't been as a receiver. Is it just a matter of the jump is a little bit too big from Division III?
Well, I don't really see it that way. I think, he's a good football player. He has a skill set that we think is going to lend itself to playing at this level and playing well for us. You know, he really had a great camp, and then, you know, just has not started the year the way that we had hoped. And he's been a little bit nagged by some injuries. He's working his way back now, and, you know, hopefully in the second half of the year we can, you know, see more of the guy that that we saw when we drafted him, that we saw in camp. And so, you know, we think his upside is strong. He's going to be a good player for us, and we just need to get him on, you know, just get him going.
Just a moment.
Hey, Coach, can you talk a little bit about the job Matt Roth has done for you guys this season, and your confidence that he could switch from a 3-4 outside linebacker to a 4-3 DN?
Well, I kind of hit on that a little bit earlier in this call, but you know, to reiterate, you know, he's been a great pickup for us. You know, he's been strong at the point of attack. He's done a nice job providing some pressure on the quarterback, getting a few sacks. He's a great guy in the locker room. His teammates like him. He comes to work every day and gives great effort. So he's fit in nice. We're glad we have him.
Coach, real quick, I kind of didn't ask you to hit on Cleveland's. What jumps out at you on film when you watch Cleveland, both sides of the ball? Who are the guys that jump out at you?
Well, you know, Little's doing a nice job making big plays as a receiver outside. You know, Cribbs is a threat. You know, whether it's offensively or special teams, you know, he's a good football player. Those two guys definitely jump out. Watson is his tight end, is doing a nice job, you know, offensively for them in the seams and making plays. I think he's their second leading receiver. You know, they've got a big physical line. I know their backs, they played a few, but they all are capable. And I don't want to butcher his name, but the young man last week had a nice day for him, and he's definitely a threat and somebody that we don't want to get going against us. You know, defensively, I think Dick Geron's done a real nice job with the group. You know, they're physical up front. They've got, you know, number one secondary in the league in terms of limiting yardage, and so, you know, we know we've got to work it out for us.